All right, so we're going to start off this. This will be our first podcast that we're recording right now on the airplane. Very unique setting.
Love it.
But just want to give the audience know that my name's Ian, and I have our CEO, Shayna Clemens, with us. Breakaway Physical Therapy. We are currently in, where are we at right now, Shayna?
We are on the airplane in Orlando, getting ready, ideally, to fly back to Baltimore.
Where were we these past 3 days? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so we were at a mastermind event at the Renaissance that overlooks SeaWorld. We were meeting with over 300 businesses, a lot of physical therapists, massage therapists, chiropractors, all just learning about business growth, marketing, sales, all the different aspects relating to what's going on from a business perspective in the world these days and how we need to shift what we're doing to be able to, you know, market to our patients and continue to be able to do what we love to do, which is help change people's lives.
And how long have you been coming to these events? How long have you been coming to these events for?
Yeah, so I first met Paul. We did a marketing course with him called Accelerator in 2016. Uh-huh. We waited a bit and dragged our feet, and then we finally signed up to be part of his mastermind group in 2019. So that was when we started coming down for these events that have only grown year after year.
Gotcha. And I'm assuming Paul, this Paul guy, I've never heard of him, but it seems like you have invested so much time and effort into coming to these events. Tell me, what caused you to keep coming, I should say, to these events?
Yeah, so I think in business, you relate to people that are doing the same thing or that have maybe already been through it and have progress even farther than you have in business. So Paul has 4 cash practices in the UK, and then he moved to Florida and opened up a coaching mastermind group, and so he really brings together so many business owners so that they can all learn together. So yeah, I really admire Paul. He's my business coach, and he's a voice of reason, and he's an outside perspective to be able to critically look at my business and give me the non-emotional advice that I sometimes need to hear, because as business owners, we're absolutely emotionally attached to our businesses. They become our babies. But yeah, so he's fantastic, doing incredible things in his life, in business. Absolutely a mentor, someone I greatly admire.
Yeah, this is my first time, and I'm glad I could come along with you to this event. So it opened my eyes as far as marketing, you know, and it did take, I took away a lot, marketing perspective, but even like personally, what do I want to do, you know, and it helps me to see too, like, who am I? I think those are the questions that came up. And
yeah.
It's great. It's a great reminder for all of us there to say, who are we really? And for those who are the clinic owners, it's, you know, you are you. You're the first person. The reason why you got into business is because you want to do something for you and for your family.
Absolutely.
And so I actually want to hear from you. What are some of your takeaways that you took from this PPM Live?
Yeah, one of my biggest takeaways is to become the expert, become like the authority figure. Which is something that is important to kind of differentiate ourselves in business, making sure that we are a specialist, which is a given for me. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, so my specialty is something that I fell in love with years ago. But beyond that actual specialty, just like being known in the community as, you know, what we do and how we change lives, and giving back to, you know, our community, the people that help and support us. So that was a big takeaway for me. becoming comfortably uncomfortable, I'm always reminded of, and I did a TED talk when I was down there, so that was a good way to push myself out of my comfort zone. And yeah, I'm excited to hear how that comes about. As you mentioned, there were a lot of takeaways of, like, you know, who are you, what do you stand for, kind of remembering back to why did we go into business in the first place, you know, what are we looking for in the future, as well as being the magic of the business, right, and protecting that, don't letting anything or anyone dilute that.
You are the asset, like you said. You are truly the asset. Without you, there is no business. Without you, there is no patience. I totally agree, 100%.
Yeah, so I have to protect that, and having my team see that, you know, in a positive way, that if I don't protect that, then I can't protect them and take care of my team, which then helps to take care of all of our patients.
Oh, that's awesome. And so much, we could keep going on about this, but.
Tell me one of your takeaways.
Oh my God, okay. So I think one of my takeaways was, like I mentioned, the vulnerability, knowing that I'm not the expert, to me, I'm not the expert at what I'm doing, and I always need help. And I think that's the great thing about these events, is that you can always pull aside someone and ask them for help, or, you know, come together. And that's what the thing he was talking about, mastermind, is two people coming together to solve a problem. And I think I needed that, because this is a new path for me in the physical therapy world, first of all, because I don't know anything, and two, marketing is such a newer thing for me. So I really felt vulnerable, you know, like imposter syndrome, like, oh, I shouldn't be here. But there's so many people that I've talked to that they're on the same path. They're trying to figure out, you know, as a role, where do they fit in? And so it was scary coming to this event, because, like, you know, a new fish in the pond, there's always more smart people who've been doing this longer, like you and the original people. And but I'm fine being vulnerable, doing that, you know, this is going to take some time for me. That's one of my takeaways.
I liked that takeaway, and I think for me what that meant in being vulnerable was, as the business owner, I try to protect my team from all the things that we're going through, and sometimes I probably need to share a little bit more so that they see where I'm coming from, because then they'll be able to connect, because I'm just like you and everyone else. So making sure that they really know a little bit more of what's happening, and that I don't have to hold it all in and just, you know, put on a game face, and that a true team is gonna stand with you. So that's kind of, I liked that takeaway as well. That's more what it meant to me.
So switching gears, my next question is to you is, what are your goals that you have in growing your business for 2024? So we're at the end of 2023, looking forward. What are some of those that you have personally that maybe you thought of?
So, I mean, one of my goals that's, you know, a little bit of an offshoot of the breakaway business, but it's to be able to continue to mentor therapists in pelvic floor. I love that, and it's just such a broader reach that I'm able to do. So I want to be able to expand that in 2024. Also, in terms of the clinic, like, I want to be more involved in community events, want to, again, be able to give back to all of, you know, our patients, as they've been so loyal to us for so many years. I would like to be able to expand our marketing and just, you know, be in the newspaper and be more involved in some of these, you know, local sporting events and things like that. So I think a big push for marketing, and what are the areas, you know, that we haven't been able to spend much time in, is a big goal for 2024.
And as far as the three things that you felt that you want to start to implement starting tomorrow, what are those three things that you think personally that you want to start implementing
based from
three things.
Okay, so one would be that you and are spearheading our new project. We're going to create a health panel, and we're going to bring in some local celebrities, just some of our patients, and we're going to create this whole health panel to be able to, again, give back to the community and have people share their secrets on how they live healthy lives. So that's a project that I know you've already started on.
Yes, I did. I'm excited. I am. Truly am.
Another thing that I want to implement immediately was there was a session that we went over step-by-step the sales process. Mm-hmm. And I think it is going to be huge for the whole team because it goes from the first phone call to the free consultation to when we're doing that evaluation in the treatment room. It was just such a wonderful step-by-step guide, and it really explained the why we ask these certain questions so that we have the ability to connect with our patients. Mm. So that would be the second thing that I want to implement right away. What would be the third?
Any of the other speakers, like Simon or Barry or
I think the third thing wouldn't be, it would be a little bit more, what's the word? It's not necessarily concrete, but just going all along the lines of being more vulnerable and sharing more with my staff and connecting on a deeper level, not just as much on a surface level, but I'm making sure like that they know that I, you know, that I'm there for them and I truly care and I want them on my team, and that's how we've been able to get where we are. I think that probably be the third thing of just me opening up a little bit more.
It'll take time, and I'm sure, you know, and I'll be patient with you. You'll be patient with me as far as it is. I mean, this is a process. And I think that's the thing is that, what do you say something about progress? I guess you're not growing unless you're progressing, you know, and it truly is like,
he normally says if you're either growing or dying.
Yeah.
That's Paul.
Yeah. And that, and that's true. Like, and you for this 2024, we want to help you grow your business. So it's going to be some baby steps, I should say. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, now that you mentioned about PPM Live and being here, would you want your team to be with you on this next PPM Live? And if so, how many do you envision to go with you?
Honestly, I would love for my team to like be open and wanting to come down and wanting to learn and open their minds and to know that they're going to hear things that maybe they don't agree with, and they're going to hear things that they don't necessarily like. And I'm in the same boat of that. I've been told things at these meetings that challenge my thinking, but that's the only way that then I've been pushed to grow. So, I mean, I would love for Ian to come as well, right? Second time around. I'd love, you know, to have my manager at that time come, as well as our front office and any clinicians. So I mean, we could try to beat Keith. Keith had 7,
yeah,
right? That means we'd have to have 8. We might be pushing it.
And then they could be cheering you on from when you're on stage.
Yep, we can win the award, biggest at the event.
All right, so as we're coming to a close on this short podcast, flying.
We're taking off.
We're taking off right now.
That's right, get ready.
So it must mean something. So tell our audience one thing that helped you become aware of what needs to get done or improved in either your business or personal life that you've been neglecting. Maybe things, something that, you know, has been in the back of your mind or that you've been pushing off to the side, that you're like, you know, I should be doing that, or I want to do this for my family. Like I said, like more me time, like we were talking about earlier, like you want to spend more vacation time. And then you talked about doing that so you can get re-energized. I don't know, like, what are some things? One thing, I guess.
So one thing that recently I kind of had, you know, a realization was that, so we recently brought on a, you know, sales role in the clinic, which has been incredible, and just having someone dedicated to follow up is awesome. Now, what Jason and I recently realized was that we don't have a set process. So it's a little bit of like, you know, we have a dedicated person to call all of our past patients, patients that have reached out and are interested, unconverted leads and whatnot, but we didn't have a set process of how we go about that. And even just being creative, which we recently went through at a staff meeting of like, what are all the ways we can reach out to our patients? You know, whether it's calling, texting, emailing, sending a letter, sending them a box of information about us. And that's something we're going to continue to build out a process so that it isn't a guessing game. And we have a step-by-step method, because another big takeaway of every single event that I've ever been to with Paul is the fortunes in the follow-up. And so if you don't follow up, like, you will never see that person on your doorstep. Meaning we'll never be able to help them.
Yeah.
We'll never be able to help them change their life and enjoy being active, being with their families, and help them reach their goals.
Well, as we conclude with this podcast, I thank you for giving me my time to do this with you and kind of pick your brain, because it means a lot to me knowing that, you know, I myself have invested some time to what your vision and goals are, because it helps me as an employee to know that, you know, I guess where you're going, so I can continue to be there to back you up and to be a proponent for you, you know.
Yeah,
so absolutely. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Yeah.
All right, as you can all find some more information about Shayna and here at Breakaway Physical Therapy. Website is breakawaypt.com. You can also find us on Instagram, breakaway_PT. You'll see the Breakaway sign as well as on Facebook. But we will be doing this podcast frequently and continue to bring some more contents for our community, for our, for those in Maryland and others who are following Shayna's journey. So thank you so much.